Robert Creeley has been described as one of the leading poets of his generation. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Creeley is a member of a loose-knit group known as the Black Mountain Poets. The name comes from the now-gone Black Mountain College, a small experimental school in North Carolina. Creeley went there as a teacher in 1954 and edited its literary magazine.
That association was primarily either we were variously teachers there or else we had published in a magazine in Boston, from Boston, called Origin. Or we simply were an emotional company of friends.
But Creeley says that's where the resemblance ends.
Our writing didn't, in fact, stylistically seem very similar. There were, one might say we used, quote, a free verse prosody. We, our poems looked in that respect, various lines and whatnot. But the actual economy of the writing and even the disposition of its commitments and interests was very diverse.
In addition to Creeley, the Black Mountain Poets include Robert Duncan, Charles Olson, and Denise Levertov.
People would ask us persistently, why are you called Black Mountain Poets if you all write differently? Why do you even talk to one another? I think we all picked up very aptly on Pound's quotation, "Freely to write what one chooses is the sole pleasure of the writer."
Black Mountain College is no more. When Creeley taught there, there were just 20 students, and like many experimental colleges, it failed financially. Charles Olson ran Black Mountain at the time and bestowed a degree on Creeley, who had been a college dropout.
Charles Olson was a very old and dear friend from that time. When I was applying to University of New Mexico, they said, you haven't finished the last of your undergraduate work, and so I needed an ostensible degree. So Olson said, insofar as I'd taught these courses, presumably I could pass them.
Robert Creeley began as a prose writer, and his fiction has been collected by the publishing house of Marion Boyers. Earlier, the University of California Press published Creeley's collected poems, 1945 to 1975. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. At first, Robert Creeley thought he would become a veterinarian. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Instead, Creeley became a poet, lauded by his contemporaries. During World War II, he dropped out of Harvard to join a volunteer ambulance service. When he went back to school, his senior year was a disaster.
My wife was momently to have a baby. We were living in just outside of Provincetown in Truro, North Truro. I was commuting to Harvard on the SS Chauncey Depew end or the old steel pier. These two commuter boats, or actually pleasure boats, and would arrive in Boston, sort of 3 hours of drinking beer on the boat, and then wander off to classes. And anyhow, I was doing abysmally in my classes, and the dean called me in and suggested I take a leave.
Creeley became an insistent father of three and took his family to a small working farm in New Hampshire.
We held on to the place desperately for about 3 years, and then we lost it through default of a payment.
Then it was off to France and Mallorca.
My wife had one of those almost legendary small trust funds. I can remember $215 a month, which permitted one to delay, absolute life commitment.
Creeley quotes his mother as saying she liked to think Bob could get a job if he wanted to. After Mallorca, Creeley turned out a novel called The Island.
It was an attempt, in some respects, to rehearse the emotional confusions and circumstances of that first marriage.
That marriage failed, and Creeley says only recently has he begun to renew a relationship with his children.
For a long time, I was sadly separated from that family by virtue of legitimate or at least expectable bitterness. And so happily, in the last 10 or more years, we've come back into close rapport.
After a teaching stint at the now-defunct Black Mountain College in North Carolina, Robert Creeley became identified with a group of writers known as the Black Mountain Poets. He's now teaching at the State University of New York at Buffalo. His collected poetry was published by the University of California Press, and Marion Boyers has issued a volume of his collected prose. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Creeley had always known he wanted to be a writer, and in the 1940s and 50s, he determinedly sent his stories out.
It seemed for a time, in fact, that prose would be more particular to my abilities than poetry. But gradually, I guess almost because of the economy of poetry being, insofar as poems are shorter and mine are very short, I wrote more of them and had, I guess I simply developed more succinctly and more particularly as a poet.
Creeley's poetry has been collected by the University of California Press, and his early prose in a companion volume issued by Marion Boyers. Creeley, identified with a number of writers called the Black Mountain Poets, likes compact and contained statements with an emotional weight, which is why many of his poems are so short.
Well, the shortest poem I ever wrote is two words, it.
What does that mean to someone
when you just write a little line like that?
I don't know. I thank God don't have to ask them.
Creeley dislikes poetry that tends to exclude its readers.
I hate circumstances that talk down to me. Doctors on occasion. I respect the insistent need for clarity, for saying something in as explicitly accessible human terms as can be managed.
But Creeley concedes some poetry is demanding.
I know that as a teacher working with poets whom I much admire, much respect, as Pound, for example, or Eliot, you cannot say to a freshman that this is, quote, easy. It's not. It demands an extraordinary range of intellectual and literary information to understand much of what's being said at all.
Poet Robert Creeley, who now lives in Maine and who is teaching young people at the State University of New York at Buffalo.
The basic act of teaching is a delight and an honor. It's an extremely happy thing to be doing. It feels very honest.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.